Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise you, Lord. Yes, indeed. But once again, in 2:2, are you a liability or an asset to the people of God in the radio show? With your host, Brother James Brown Jr., we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 p.m. Standard Time. Well, tonight, I have a group of young men that's going to be my special guests on tonight. They all have dialed in and they're all standing by right now. So we are not going to, I tell you what, you still need to get your Bibles and your pens out, because I do have a few scriptures that I'm going to be giving out to you all on tonight. So yes, most definitely still get your Bibles. As I always ask the listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper out, because we know that God's word is still going to be going forth on tonight through this book here. I'm so excited to have my special guest is five young men from Flow Investments, LLC. They are my special guests on tonight. I will be doing an interview with them very shortly. You're going to be blessed by these young men. So as we always do, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking our listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time, because we serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. It is in his name we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what we think. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that are saved in Jesus' name. We know without a doubt that you are in total control at all times. We thank you that you never slumber nor sleep, and all power is in your hands. So now, Lord, we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, and my special guest on tonight, the five young men from Flow Investments. Forgive us, not only us, but for every believer in Jesus Christ that are tuned into this worldwide ministry platform on tonight. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who forgives us for our sin through the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now, Lord, we thank you for your grace. And thank you for your mercy. We thank you even for your sufficient grace toward each one of us in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come lifting up all those that have been with us on tonight. I lift up my church family, from Sonora Baptist Church, as we get ready to celebrate the homeborn of Sister Gladys Mitchell, faithful member of Sonora Baptist Church. We want to lift up her family, her son James Mitchell, her daughter Yolanda Mitchell, and son Benjamin Mitchell, and that entire the Mitchell family. Continue to comfort and strengthen them, Heavenly Father, and not only that family, but all those that have believed on tonight, all over the land. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let them remember and know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our healer through Jesus Christ. We are healed, we're delivered, and we're set free. We thank you that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders. So now, Lord, we ask that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us over the airways, that you would get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, we are blessed by God to be a blessing to others for his glory. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, we are blessed by God to be a blessing to others for his glory. That's the spiritual food for thought for tonight. So right now I am going to do, I'm going to do a short music break. I'm going to come back. Matter of fact, I'm going to introduce our guests first. Then I'm going to do our music break. Then we're going to come back and we're going to do an interview with these five young men. And I pray that you all tune in, listen in very intensely, because these are, this is a group of awesome young men that God is really using in the earth today. I thank God that these young men are truly giving access to the kingdom of God. And he has blessed them, and they are sharing their gifts, and they are using that gift and talents to be a blessing to others. So as we get ready to hear from Kevin Dunn, Brother Kevin Dunn, Brother Raphael White, Perez, I don't know his last name, but forgive me, Brother Perez. Then we have Brother Lorenz Sturdivant, and then we have Brother Darius McIntyre. These are my special guests tonight. And again, we are from the group. They are from Flow Investments, LLC. This is a group of five young men that the Lord is really, truly using to be a blessing to the body of Christ, and not only just the body of Christ, but these young men are being a blessing to people all over. So you want to stay tuned and hear what they have to say, and they will be, I'm sure you will be blessed by what they're going to say to you as a listening audience tonight. So we're going to go to our music break right now. Then following the music break, we're going to come back, and I'm going to get into this interview with this group of young men tonight. Continue to be blessed, and enjoy the music break. I give you praise. praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I hope that you enjoyed that music break. I give you praise. Why? Because God is praise. As I said in the prayer, no matter what we do, like, through it all, God is still worthy to be praised. I thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. I was with the Lord and Savior. So right now, before I go any further, I would like to have each one of the gentlemen on my show tonight to say hello to you, the listening audience. I'm going to start with Kevin, and then if you all go down and first introduce yourself. I'm going to have you do that, Kevin, starting with Kevin. Introduce yourself, and then we're going to go down through all five of you. And then once you introduce yourself, then we're going to move forward into the broadcast.
Yes, good evening, family. My name is Kevin Dunn, one-fifth of Flow Investments. I'm grateful to be heard on tonight. I thank you, Mr. Brown, for opening up your broadcast to us. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Yes, my name is Rario Walker. Hello, how is everybody doing today? My name is Rafael White. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. Me and my partners are definitely grateful. Thank you, Mr. Brown, for this opportunity. And
hey, what's going on, family? This is Lorenz, one-fifth of Flow Investments. Just grateful for the opportunity and ready to enjoy the talk.
Yes, my name is Perez Walker. I appreciate Mr. Brown for letting me come on to the show. And I'm pretty much just happy to be a part of this. And I'm going to give it over to Darius.
Good evening, James. I appreciate you inviting us on the show. As you heard, my name is Darius McIntyre. I am 20% of Flow Investments, and it's an honor to be here.
Hey, man, praise the Lord. I just want the listeners to make sure to let everybody know that we do have a group of young men that are live on the air with me on tonight. I'm excited to have you guys on tonight because I know that you're going to be a blessing to the listeners on tonight. Before I get into my questions for you all on tonight, you all do not know the questions that I'm going to ask you all because I'll be prepared to answer the questions. But I wanted to start off with this scripture. And that's why I'm asking. That's why I ask all listeners to please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready because, you know, we normally always have a man or a woman of God that always deliver God's word. So you always have to have your Bibles and pens and paper ready. So I want to start off with this pertaining to my group of young men that's on tonight. One of my chapters in one of my books is titled, We Are Our Brother's Keeper. And that comes from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 15, verse 11. Deuteronomy, chapter 15, verse 11. It says, Thou shalt open thine hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in the land. And then also in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 4 and 5, says, Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greater in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. And that's what Jesus is saying on tonight. So I wanted to start off with those two scriptures pertaining to the young men that are on the show tonight from Flow Investment, five young men from Flow Investment. And here, one of the questions that I have for you as a group of young men, I don't know how you are going to answer this. Even if you answer this question, my first question is, how did you all meet? Hello. Praise the Lord.
Hello, somebody, Mr. Brown.
Yes.
I think we're having a little transmission there. If I heard you correct, how we met initially, and to sum that up, initially we five guys we worked together. Have some mutual friends in between our network, but we basically started as coworkers. And through conversation, we identified a need within our community as black people. multiple needs. And what we decided to do is basically pool our resources together that we earn from working and create an entity that would help give back to our communities.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is an LLC corporation, right? You all are under the LLC. That's like what is like a license LLC.
Yes, sir.
We are licensed with the state of Michigan. Yes.
Excellent. So under that, how many different services do you all provide under your LLC right now?
I'm sorry. You asked how many?
Yeah.
How many different services? How many different services do you all provide under your LLC?
Well, Flow Investments is, yes, there is, go ahead.
Yeah, I like to step in if that's okay with you guys. Currently, under Flow Investments, we do not offer any particular services. Primarily, how you heard about us is through our charity organization, Flowanthropy, which is primarily the entity that we use to give back to our community. The Flow Investments aspect of our company is what we use to invest in ourselves for profit so that we can make money, because there is a need for investment if we want our communities to thrive. As a third entity, we also created a Mirror Image Media, which is our media company, in which we use to intend to document our progress as we proceed forward.
Excellent. And the reason I asked this younger group of men to come on to my show on tonight, I met them at a prayer breakfast back in November of 2019. I met them at the Spiritual Care of Southfield prayer breakfast, and it was a few of the young men that were actually there at the prayer breakfast, and we got in a conversation, and they were telling me a different things that they do in the community and how God is blessing them. As he blessed them, they are turning around and being a blessing to the people and to the body of Christ. And also another reason I wanted them to be on this platform on tonight, because this is a worldwide ministry and platform. The information that they are sharing on tonight, someone in another country may be able to start their own business or get their own services started, such as what these young men are doing. In your country or in your community, wherever you may be listening on tonight, I thank God that this is a worldwide ministry, and I have this group of young men on tonight because, again, they are a blessing to the body of Christ, and they are a blessing to the community, and eventually God is going to bless them in such a unique way that they're going to be a blessing to the world. And so I just thank God for opening this door and opportunity to have them on tonight's worldwide platform. I have another question for you all. Do you all work with local ministries?
I'll step in on this one, fellas. So I wouldn't say that we necessarily work with a specific set of ministries, but we're just, you know, we're a group of, you know, young black men are just willing to help the community just in general. So pretty much as long as you have a good heart and you really are focused and dedicated to helping the community, you know, we'll always figure out a way to, you know, to cooperate with, you know, with that entity or that business in order to get the job done. So, you know, just like how we met you, Mr. Brown, at the prayer breakfast, you know, we just wanted to come and, you know, do everything we can to help and support. And, you know, again, we just appreciate the opportunity being here.
Okay. And also, during the prayer breakfast at that meeting, at the prayer breakfast, some of us, we were talking. Could you all go into detail about some of the services that you all provide? I know you mentioned it to me at the prayer breakfast, but I'd like for you all to, at least one or two of you all, go into a little more detail as to what do you all really offer to the communities?
Absolutely, Jim.
Well,
under our Flowanthropy, we do various events that target the youth. We have an acronym that's used to describe our charity organization, and that's PAWN. And that stands for protection, attire, water, and nutriment. So anytime we do an event, one of these four or multiples of these four items are targeted so that we can be specific in our purpose and our intent to help our communities. So that includes things like we've done book bag giveaways, we've done clothing giveaways, we've done food drives where we've fed the homeless, and we have a host of other things that we're going to be bringing in 2020 that we're excited about. So we can't wait to get that out here. We're even doing an event that's coming up very shortly in the next couple of weeks where we're going to be going to Flint, and we're going to be speaking to kids about the importance of education, entrepreneurship, and safety. And while we're up there, we're going to be giving out water to our people who are affected by that water crisis that happened, because that's God's work, and we have to do it.
Amen. That's one of the reasons why I wanted you all to be on the show tonight. Now, if I'm not mistaken, during our conversation, during that prayer breakfast, did I hear that you all, someone mentioned about how you all assist some of the females that are struggling and dealing with cancer, that you provide services for them?
Anyone want to take that?
In particular, we don't offer any particular services in that regard, but we do and we have identified definitely need outreach for our women. We definitely identify with that and definitely pay special attention to that. And we actually have worked with a few women who are doing their own outreaches deeper within the communities, and we have helped contribute to their initiatives as well.
Hey, man, I knew there was something that you all had mentioned at the prep breakfast regarding women that, you know, that was either survivors of cancer or actually dealing with cancer. And so that came to my mind as one of the questions I wanted to make sure I asked you all while you was on the air tonight, because you're doing so many different things to be a blessing to people in so many areas. And so I knew I couldn't remember everything, but I do remember some of the things to be discussed at the prayer breakfast. I want to know, so I'm sure the other listeners on tonight would like to know, why is it important for you all to do what you do? Why is it important? Maybe one or two of you may have different reasons. So if one or two of you can answer this question, I'm going to start with Brother Kevin, and then another gentleman, if you can explain to me why, and to the listeners, why is your work that you do, why is it important to you all that you do what you do?
Well, the reason why this work is important, and again, the way we come to identify this need in our community is because we're all Black men. That alone speaks for itself. We face constant adversity in our community, and us as the leaders, we're at the forefront of that, and that hasn't always been addressed. It not always has been acknowledged. So that's why it's imperative for us to do what we do, and just show not only our community but the world that we do exist. We're working, striving to rebuild and uplift our community. You know, it goes beyond what we're doing, but we simply have started from where we are, and you know, we just gonna continue to push forward through all the adversity we face on the daily. We continue to persist forward. We've shown that, you know, historically speaking, and right now. And that's what we're doing.
Okay, now was this Brother Kevin that just spoke? Was that Kevin that just spoke?
Pass it off to Ren.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'll pass it off to Ren.
Okay, good. Excellent.
Yeah, so to coincide with what Kevin said, it's just important to be a leader, especially in our community where, you know, we all are familiar with, like, all of the things that, you know, our people, so to say, have been, you know, been put through. So, you know, it's just important to, you know, it is important to have hope and to have faith, but you have to have that the action as well. And, you know, we just came together and decided that we were going to be the action. We were going to be the example. We were going to take the responsibility and, you know, just change the trajectory of where, like, our people are headed and just where our community is. And so, you know, that's why it's important. You know, we just want to, you know, spread love to people, and we want to, you know, actually show people how to, you know, actually live and thrive in the system that we live in and actually, you know, have that peace instead of, you know, kind of pulling. You know, we all kind of agree that, you know, we kind of pull from pain, or we kind of identify with pain very well, but we want to change that and start identifying with happiness and peace and love and harmony amongst each other. And so we all came together and just took that responsibility, and, you know, the rest is history.
Amen. I like what you said, because it really, I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm sure that the listeners are receiving this too, as well as what I'm hearing from what you two just said. It's all about love. And then not only is it about love, love is an action word. You just said it out of your own mouth. And that's what this is about, love. You're showing the people that you love them. You're not just saying it with your mouth. And just goes back to the same way God said he loves us. And because he loves us so much as a human, as human beings, that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, who also loved us so much that he came down in the form of flesh, in the form of a baby, to pay our sin debt with his own blood on the cross. Even though he was sinless, he paid a debt that he did not owe, but he paid a debt that he knew that we could not pay. So it's like you said, it all boils down to being an action word, putting your mouth, in other words, as the older people say, putting your mouth where your money, putting your money, your mouth where the money is, or some people know what I'm exactly the phrase that I'm really trying to, what I'm trying to get at. So you're not just saying it, you're actually doing it, and you're showing it by actually doing what you're doing to help people. And I can't get over I'm so enthused about you all being on, because like I said, a lot of people that are listening to you all on tonight, you are blessing a lot of people around the world, and some people in another country may not have ever thought about doing some of the things that you all are doing. So this is going to open the door for them to be able to be a blessing to the community and to the neighborhoods and families and wherever they are around the world. So that's why I had to have you all on tonight as my special guest, because you all are doing such a wonderful job. And as I said earlier, what you all are doing, you are truly being assets to the kingdom of God, because we have so many Christians, they are saved in Jesus' name, but sometime in some way, shape, or form, they are liabilities to the kingdom of God. And why? Because they said they love their sisters and brothers in Christ, but they're not reaching out to help them. When they see a need and they know they can help someone, they walk away or turn their heads and look the other way. But you all, you guys, you're not doing that. You're actually doing the work of Christ. That's what this is. It's about ministry. It's about going into the hedges and the highways and being what they said, young people say, being about it, doing what God has ordained for each one of you all to do as a group of young men, especially black young men that have come together with the same mission and goal, and that is to reach out and to be a blessing to others. So I just want you all to know that what you're doing, you know, God sees you all. He's going to continue to bless the works of your hands as long as you continue to stay faithful, continue to keep God first, and continue to stick together as a group of young men. And you all haven't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come. As long as you all continue to stay faithful and to God, keep him first, God is going to expand your organization, your group, not only because you was on this worldwide platform, but because he sees what you're doing, and he's going to grant you all and show you even more favor in the earth so that others can be able to hear about you all and see what you're doing. So that through other people hearing about you all are going to be able to expand further than you could have ever imagined. And I just thank God for each one of you all. And I thank God for you all being faithful young men. I thank God for you all sticking together. And as long as you have been friends, whether you're coworkers or not, continue to hang in there together. Because as the phrase goes, it takes a village to raise a child. And we do need each other. And the Bible is right when it says we are our brother's keeper. And not only are we our brother's keeper, we are our sister's keepers as well. So we are to uplift one another. That's exactly what you all are doing as a group of young men. You all are uplifting people. You are showing Christ. through the works of your hands, people are seeing, be able to see Jesus Christ in what you all are doing. And some people that may have never ever thought about who Jesus was or Jesus is, because of what you all are doing, their spiritual eyes are being opened, and they can see the love and the caring from your heart, what you're doing to reach out, reach to other people. God is being glorified through you all. And so you all continue to do what you're doing, continue to keep God first, as I said, and the best is for you all is still yet to come, because, again, you all are truly being assets to the kingdom of God, whether you know it or not. You are truly being assets to the kingdom of God, and the world needs more young men and women such as yourselves in the world today, not just in the United States, but around the world. We need more young men, more young women to stand up to the plate and to be about our Heavenly Father's business, and that's exactly what you all are doing. You're showing love through action. And so I thank God for each one of you all. So before I release you all on tonight, I would like to ask you all, how would my listeners, how can they get in contact with you all? Do they need more information about how to get something started, such as what you all are doing in your community? And how can they be a blessing to the body of Christ and that God will be glorified through them? How can the listeners get in touch with you or contact with you, get in contact with you all as a group?
Glad you asked, James. They can reach us by any means of communication, just about. As you know, we live in the digital age, so they can reach us by phone. They can call us at area code 313-757-5538. If they want to reach us by email, they can always email us, flowanthropy@outlook.com. Flowanthropy is spelled flowanthropy@outlook.com. And if they want to donate, because we do accept donations, especially when we're doing events where we're giving things away to our people because they need as much help as they can get, we have to help our people with constructive help. They can always make a donation. You can check us out on Facebook. We're also on Instagram. That's Flowanthropy. Flowanthropy. Check us out, man. We got a lot of work to do. You've been giving us a lot of praise, and we certainly appreciate that, but we always recognize that the work is nowhere near done, and there's plenty more to do.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I trust and agree with that. But I'm not receiving any credit for this. I just thank God for opening the door for me to be a blessing to you all so that you could be on the air tonight so that the worldwide listeners can know that you all do exist. And before I put you on, listen, I need you to give me that information again, just in case if someone missed it, so they can write it down. If you could give the contact information, give it to me one more time for the listeners. Please give that information one more time, because I want to make sure that everybody gets that information.
Oh, that's my pleasure, James. That number for telephone reaching us is area code 313-757-5538. If you want to reach us by email, that's Flowanthropy, flowanthropy@outlook.com. And, of course, you can always reach out to us, like us on Facebook, hit us up on Instagram, and we always are accepting donations, especially for this event that we have coming up in Flint. We're looking to take some water up there. The more the merrier. Plenty of people need water.
Also on that email, make sure you put an underscore in between Flow and Anthony Park.
Give me that email again.
Say that again for me.
If you can make sure on the email part, if you put an underscore in between Flow and Anthony Park.
So now, give me, just to an example. For the first time listeners that may be listening for the first time and they're hearing you for the first time, you said something about an underscore. Make sure you include that. So if you could repeat that email with the underscore in it so they can get that down.
Yeah, he's saying that there's an underscore in between the flow and the anthropy. F-L-O-W underscore anthropy, A-N-T-H-R-O-P-Y, at outlook.com. And that was my error. I'm sorry about that, James.
No, you did. I'm glad we caught that, because a lot of people don't. Some people do have an underscore in their email address, like mine, like myself. And if you missed that underscore, then you would not connect with the people. And so that's why I wanted to make sure that they heard that you had an underscore there. So, again, my special guest for tonight was this young group of young men from Flow Investment LLC, and they are licensed with the state of Michigan. So this is a legit group of young men that are being a blessing to the body of Christ. And so I just want to, again, thank each one of you all for taking the time out to be my special guest on tonight. Continue to do what God has anointed for you all to do. You all are truly being a blessing to the body of Christ. And as I stated earlier in doing the opening scripture in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 11, I'm going to read that again. And then also Matthew chapter 18, verses 4 and 5. The first one that talks about we are our brother's keeper, and yes, we are. So it says, thou shalt open thine hand wide unto thy brother. And not only when it's talking about your brother, but it's talking about your sister as well. To thy brother and to thy sister, and I'm paraphrasing right there, to thy poor and to thy needy in the land. So wherever you are on tonight, you can be a blessing to somebody around you, just like this young group of young men are being a blessing wherever they go. And then also in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 4 and 5 says, "Where whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me." So in other words, what Jesus is saying, what you're doing, young men on tonight, my group, young men, my special guest on tonight, what you all are doing as you're showing love in action, what you're doing to people and toward people, Jesus Christ is saying you're doing the same thing to him. And that's why he's going to continue to bless you with the works of your hands, because when we as Christians, when we reach out to help others and try to be a blessing to others, that's what Jesus is saying. When we do that toward each other, we're doing the same thing unto him. And saying the same thing applies to when you are going around bad-mouthing a child of God. The Lord says you're more or less you're doing the same thing to him. So you have to be careful. The Bible talks about a scripture that says, be careful how you entertain strangers, because you may be entertaining angels unaware. So it all boils down to, yes, we are our brothers and sisters' keeper. So young men from Flow Investments, continue to do what God has blessed you all and anointed for you all to do for such a time as this, because it's really needed in the earth and in the world today. So, like I said, as long as you all continue to stick together, as long as you all continue to keep God first in your life, trust me, you all haven't seen nothing yet. The best is still yet to come for each one of you, and God is going to be glorified through the works of your hands. So that's my program for tonight. I am not going to go any further, because I don't want to go any further and try to add or take away from what was already said on tonight. I just want to give God glory, honor, and praise for these young men on tonight, because he is truly using them. And as I said, the best is yet to come. And I know that someone has been blessed by you all being my guest on tonight, and God has truly has been glorified on tonight, and that's what it's all about. Whatever we do, no matter what we do, we are to show the love of Jesus Christ and through our action. And when we do that, then that's how God gets the glory. And so, young men from Flow Investment, continue to be a blessing to the body of Christ, and God is going to continue to bless you all and the works of your hands. So that's our program for tonight. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me on tonight. Remember that all of these shows are kept in archives. So if you did not, if you for some reason did not get a chance to hear everything that was said on tonight, you can always go back to the archives under my show website, which is blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassador-vessels. And once you get there, you can click on to tonight's show, and you can hear tonight's show from the beginning to the end. And so you can also share this website with your friends and coworkers and your neighbors, even your church family and those in your community, so that they can tune in and listen to tonight's show. Again, all of my shows are kept in archives, so that they can always be retracted and people can always be blessed by them. So we're going to close out on tonight right here where we are. We're going to close it out, and we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Remember, I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Once again, I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we come thanking you right now in the name of Jesus for these young men, five young men from Flow Investments. Heavenly Father, you see them and you see what they're doing. And most of all, you're searching their hearts. And you know what they're doing is from the heart. And they are showing love, the love of Jesus Christ, through their action. And so we know that love is an action word. And so we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you showed your love for us through your greatest love, which is and through the action of your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, as he came down from glory in the form of flesh and he paid our sin debt with his sinless blood on the cross, that we can all be redeemed back to you, our Heavenly Father and our Creator. So now, Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless these young men, continue to bless the works of their hands. And, God, we continue to lift them up before you, that you would continue to have your way in their lives, continue to lead them and guide them in the way that you would have them to go, that you would continue to be blessed by them and glorified through them. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer in Jesus' name. We also lift up all listeners all over the world, Heavenly Father, that faithfully tunes into this ministry and this worldwide platform. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise again for who you are. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. And no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times. We just bless your name on tonight. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight, remember that this coming Saturday night, my guest is none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. He always brings forth an inspirational poem, and he always delivers a powerful word from the Lord. So you want to tune in this coming Saturday night and be blessed by Deacon Marvin Cox. Once again, I'm going to close out again with my opening song. I don't normally close it out with this opening song because I'm doing it tonight because we are living in such a time that we are living in a day and age that the Bible already told us that we are going to be living in what we see wars and rumors of wars. And so that's why I'm going to close out with this theme song that I always open up with. We're going to close out with the same song on tonight. Until this coming Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Thank you, young man from Flow Investments. God bless you all. Know that I love
Thank
you,
sir. God
love you all even more. Thank you. You all are welcome. God
bless you
all.
As well.
All right.
Thank
all
you.
All the listeners.
Body grill, put your hands together. Control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war. This means
war.
Attack, I won't turn back.
This means war.
Lord.